What is happening, Dolphins fans, and welcome to another episode of the Fins Tailgate with your host, El Captain Tan. Tonight on the tailgate party that never seems to stop, we're going to continue on, and now that we just had our first preseason game, these camp battles episodes are going to be all the more important so you can make yourself familiar with everybody. And we're going to get into the cornerbacks tonight and talk about, which of these guys are going to make this roster. But before we do, hit the like button on your way in. If you're watching on YouTube, if you're watching on Twitter or Twitch, or listening to the podcast on Apple Music or Spotify or wherever you're listening to podcasts, make sure you guys are all going to tftgnetwork.com so you can find ways to YouTube, you can find ways to our Twitter pages, all that stuff, so you guys can interact and get in on the community and all that good stuff. At the end of the video, leave a comment. Tell me what you guys think of the cornerbacks and who's going to, you know, make this team, because that's what we're doing here. We're going through what our 53 roster projection. Now, some of these guys might end up making the practice squad, but, you know, ultimately tough choices are made. And after that first preseason game, some tough choices are going to be made, especially talking about the episodes we've already done. Going back to the running backs episode a couple weeks back there, you know, I thought, listen, Chris Brooks looks good out there. Jalen Wright definitely looks like he belongs. And Jeff Wilson seemed like a shoe-in to me on the roster, but if it comes down to it, him or Chris Brooks, that's a hard guess right now. But anyhow, let's get on to it. We're going to talk about the cornerbacks. I'll tell you about what I've seen from some of the guys in our preseason game against the Falcons on Friday. And we're going to have a live show on Sunday night talking about the game and recapping it and stuff like that. But this episode will probably drop after that anyhow, so it doesn't matter. If you guys are listening somewhere, go to YouTube, check out the live streams. This is basically a good plug. But let's get into it. So we originally talked about our early roster projections way back when, probably sometime in May. Episodes found on YouTube or on the website. If you go back to when we were talking about it in May, we did it after the Tua and Hill contract talks that we were hearing, updating you guys on everything we were made privy to. And if you guys caught that episode way back when, you would see that it ultimately unfolded the way we had been told it was going to unfold. So go back and watch the DB episode. Go back and watch the contract episode all the way back in May. But that's where we originally started doing an early roster projection. Some tweaks here and there now that things are unfolding in the preseason. But I think we can all safely assume Jalen Ramsey is going to make this football team. Guy's going to wear a gold jacket one day. Makes a lot of money. He's the man. Let's call it for what it is. We've seen the defense take on a whole new uptick when he finally came back healthy last year after some elective surgery. But next guy that's definitely making the roster, and we're not gonna talk about these guys all too much, but Fuller, who the Dolphins signed to replace Xavien Howard on the boundary. Kendall Fuller is good, and the money the Miami Dolphins signed him for, which is relatively on the low side for a guy like him. And you know, being opposite Jalen Ramsey means you're going to get targeted a lot, but Fuller can handle it. So not worried about that at all. Another guy on this team, for better or for worse, the Dolphins brought him in as a cornerback, but mainly a special teams ace, is Cerianne Neal. He exed Buffalo Bill, who isn't the only Buffalo Bill the Dolphins brought into the DB room. We'll talk about that on the safeties episode that'll come out after this. But, you know, in the preseason game, immediately making his impact, felt on special teams with the new kicking rules, out making solo tackles one-on-one like you need your special teams aces to do, and also got some work in at cornerback in the preseason game and was effective. So, again, this guy's going to be one of the projected seven. Now, the Dolphins carried seven DBs last year, right? And we're going to go ahead and fill in a couple of those slots, and then we're going to see who's left that could, you know, be could and is in a battle for the sixth and or seventh cornerback in this room. Next guy that is coming up here that I believe is definitely without a doubt going to be on this football team is second round draft pick from last year, Cam Smith. Now, Cam Smith, we haven't had a lot about him, right? We haven't heard a lot about him. And we haven't seen him play very much here in Miami. Last year, he was essentially put on ice by Vic Fangio. And, you know, there was some players that had some things to say about that, right? There was, you know, a little bit of tongue-in-cheek in some interviews about Cam Smith and his ability to play the position and be ready. Now, there's also some whispers that Cam Smith was having some learning of the defense type of trouble, which isn't surprising knowing that Fangio's defense is an exceptionally complicated defense at times. But if you're asking the kid to go one-on-one on the boundary with a wide receiver and lock him down, everybody says he's really good. Crazy enough, though, still has been very quiet in camp. You know, up to this point in camp, again, we just went to the first preseason game, didn't play in the preseason game. Which typically the guys that aren't playing, you know, they're locked in with the team or injured, right? And that's how it goes. But up to this point about Cam Smith, we haven't heard any glowing reviews. It's been real quiet, and it's trending towards not a good pick, but that could be turned around and changed in week one if he's out there in rotation with Kendall Fuller and Ramsey and he's doing well, which I hope is the case, right? Like, who doesn't want that? Dolphins have been pretty lucky with second round draft picks on defense, corner in particularly. So next guy that to me is probably making this team no matter what, but there is going to be competition for the slot position. And he's a guy we picked up a couple years ago, Kader Kohu. He's been, you know, UDFA out of Texas A&M Commerce. We got him on the 53 last year in 2022. And then he appeared in 15 games in 2022, recording 72 tackles, 63 of those are solo. Now, last year, again, making the 53-man roster, did have a little bit of a setback as far as his rookie season as the UDFA. In tackles, he only had 63 with 52 of them solo, but he also played some boundary, didn't look good on the boundary at times, loses the ball, kind of. And they asked him to do some more things because we, you know, were down Ramsey. We were, you know, thin at corner last year at times, you know. But I think to me, this if we're talking seven cornerbacks to keep on your team, Kader Kohu is pretty good to keep on this football team, right? Now, whether or not he could be the lockdown starter, I would assume so as the slot corner. He's going to be the starter. I don't think Cam Smith, again, is a slot corner. I could be wrong. I don't see any evidence of it. It's not what he played in college. This next guy on the list, though, is a slot corner, and we did see him play in the preseason game at slot. And he's also very versatile as far as playing multiple positions in all the areas of responsibility for the DB room, from safety to slot to boundary. And that's Nick Needham. And Nick Needham to me is a guy that here's where it gets a little squirrely, right? With a guy like Nick Needham, because of his ability to play safety and do it well, and also be a very decent slot corner. That's how the Dolphins ended up putting him on this football team. He was the original Kader Kohu. And then when he got injured, the door opened for Kader and he came in and took the slot corner. When Nick Needham last year was working his way back, and even before he got injured, Dolphins were trying him out all over in the secondary, right? To me, Kader Kohu fills, he's, Nick Needham's making this roster for the sole fact that if someone goes down in any of these DB rooms, he's going to get it. Now, where does his roster spot count? Does it count for the safety room? Does it count for the cornerback room? That's going to be the real question here, because there is some other names further down on this list. So right now we've got one in Ramsey, two in Kendall Fuller. We've got three in Cam Smith. We've got four in Kader Okohu. We've got five in Sirianni Neal, and now six in Nick Needham. To me, the only guys towards the end of this list, they're not going to give up on Cam Smith in his second year. It's just not going to happen. And I would be pretty surprised if they signed Sirianni Neal as their special teams ace and then going to cut him. Now, that's still doable, right? That can happen to him, because it's not like they have a mega deal with a special teams guy or anything like that. It's a 1 year sample size, and you know, it's for money that they could eat if one of these other young guys just explode and they're like, I need him on the football team. Sirianni Neal, I can, you know, whatever. But again, his showing was well. Nick Needham is a guy that I don't see the Dolphins getting rid of, but is his position completely secured if they could go younger and control an undrafted guy on a 3-year deal for no money while Nick Needham is on a 1-year deal? Again, I like Nick Needham. I don't think he's going to be off this football team, but these are the questions that are going to be asked when they're rounding out this 53-man roster, as well as who's going to clear the 53 to make it to the practice squad, not get scooped up somewhere else. Now, the next guy on this list is a guy that did make it to the practice squad last year, wasn't picked up, but I feel like word is getting out on this guy as well, and that's Ethan Bonner. And Ethan Bonner last year had very minimal snaps, as you know, but you could see that he has something. He appeared in two games, recorded one pass defense, and had two tackles, and he didn't look out of place. And you know, yesterday on Friday night when the Dolphins played the Falcons at home, he again looked like a guy that belongs. He looks like, and on the boundary, no less, where the Dolphins need depth. You know, the guy with his 4.3 speed, you know, out of Stanford, he's got something, right? And players like Jalen Ramsey and Tyreek Hill have glowing reviews about him being. Ramsey saying one of the most improved players, Tyreek Hill saying he's on his track team because he's one of the fastest guys around, all that stuff when talking about Ethan Bonner. And now that would conclude a 7-man projection. And this is who I'm projecting to be the 7 guys to make this team. And that in the cornerback room on the 53, that's Jalen Ramsey, Kendall Fuller, Nick Needham, Sirianni Neal, Kader Okohu, Ethan Bonner, and Cam Smith. There's the 7, and not that order, right? I would put, well, here's the thing, right? Like, is Cam Smith in the depth chart behind Ethan Bonner? Now, there is a projected depth chart, and we're not going to go into that right now. I'm not even going to pull it out because that means nothing to me until the 53-man rosters are made. They can have a projected depth chart, and it's kind of like it's good competition for the guys too, right? And they know what it is. They're running in groups in training camp. They know what group they're in. They're in the last group, or they're in the first group, or they're not, and they're in one of the groups in between. They know if their second group's in there and they're on starting second group, they're closer to being a first. Where if the second group's in there and they're sitting on the sidelines waiting for them to be called into the next package on 11-on-11s, that they got some work to do. So it's no, the depth chart in now doesn't mean anything, because I'm trying to find out where we're going to be in the 53. And again, this is an exercise with all the episodes we've been doing, is to point out the battles you need to pay attention to. We know who's making this team in a lot of the spots, right? We know who the stars are. We know who the role playing guys, the key guys that are from last year that are still under contract or whatever, right? You know who's making this team. It's the other guys that are bubble roster guys that ultimately, dude, I don't care what you say. You're only as good as the weakest man on your football team, because everyone goes down with injury in every position. And if I got to call a guy that is my practice squad, dude, that barely made the 53 or barely made the 53 man roster cut and was able to make my practice squad, I got to know what to expect from this guy when he shows up on the field. And so does this football team, right? That's why we're doing this exercise. And to me, Ethan Bonner getting lots of love. Could he overtake in the depth chart when all is said over a Cam Smith? That's what it was last year. Cam Smith didn't get the looks Ethan Bonner did. Does that trend continue? Kader Kohu, is he the projected number one slot? Or is Nick Needham going to figure a way to take that job back? Right? When Ramsey or Kendall Fuller come off the field, who goes in their stead? Is it Cam Smith? Is it Ethan Bonner? Now, and listen, people go down with injury in camp too, as you might have seen. We've lost some guys. Some guys came back, got nicked up. But if any of these dudes aren't ready for the season, somebody else is going to be on the game day roster. We're going to make this 53. We're going to look to say what is projected at this moment, the bottom of the roster. So we're looking at Ethan Bonner. We're looking at Cam Smith. We're looking at Nick Needham, right? And we'll even throw Kader Kohu in there because he's not, you know, I like Kader Kohu. I don't think he's going anywhere. But can any of these other guys come in and take their job? Now, when I say other guys, I'm talking about, you know, Jason Marte, who did get some playing time late in the game, didn't really see his name much. Not going to lie, I didn't see anything that makes me go, wow, you know, he did record one solo tackle in the game the other night. But could he do something between now and the roster cuts to at least keep his name at the top of the list for the practice squad? Or if, say, one of those seven guys from Nick Needham to Bonner to Kader Kohu goes down, are they the next man up into being a 53-man roster guy? That's what we got to find out. Is Jason Marte that? Is Isaiah Johnson that? Now, Isaiah Johnson, honestly, I don't remember. Look, he had three tackles and one of them was solo. So he did. I know he played a little bit, but I didn't see him in usage in any way that tells me that he's going to overtake anybody or out of camp. And the buzz just hasn't been around there. The one guy that has had buzz around him out of these undrafted guys and potential to push, at the very minimum, them to consider finding a way to keep them on the 53-man roster by trimming from some other roster spot. The only guy and playing on the boundary, Storm Duck. Now, Storm Duck, Louisville, I mean, I think the kid's got a little something. We are hearing stuff out of camp that, you know, he's out there doing stuff. He had three tackles the other night, two of them being solo. Had some pass defenses as well. I know the Dolphins are giving him a lot of looks. They like what they see out of this kid. He's feisty. He's good on the boundary. When they're looking at the two players for the seventh man, I got to imagine it's Ethan Bonner and Storm Duck, who both played a lot in that preseason game. And I would say Bonner on the slight edge for athleticism and being his second year, right? I would say without a certainty that if Storm Duck clears waivers, he ends up back on the practice squad with a quickness and probably signed to some 3-year deal like we give UDFAs and we can sign them for low money, but project, because he could be a guy that at the minimum is a rotational or a special teams guy. Who knows what else you could find? And Dolphins have had a lot of luck finding these types of DBs from, again, from Nick Needham, Kader Kohou, and now Ethan Bonner. Guys that when Dolphin fans learn about them, know about them, and see them out there, they're like, hell yeah, these guys are doing good. You know, you don't hate them. We don't have the expectations on them like we do Ramsey, but that's all the more wild when they make a big play. You're like, oh, go Kader Kohou done got him, boy. And they have. They've made plenty of big plays. And I want to see some more of that out of Ethan Bonner. I really want to see if Cam Smith is this big play guy I anticipated him to be. Has freakish talent, young, we knew that. And there is some concerns about, you know, maturity. We've heard that as well. But I want to see this man on the field. So, really, guys, if it was me and I was only going to try to find out what, I want to see who's in the pecking order. Is Ethan Bonner over Cam Smith? Is Nick Needham over Kader Kohou? Is Storm Duck pushing to make them have serious questions about Nick Needham, Kader Kohou, Ethan Bonner? Cam Smith getting cut would be crazy, dog. Does Sirianni Neal find himself as the odd man out, being a veteran with all these young guys with cheaper money in more demand? I don't think so, because I think he does different things than Nick Needham does. So I feel like Nick Needham would be, I don't know, right? Like, Nick Needham is very valuable at the safety position. He just really is. And having him have that multiplicity of job titles, that is so valuable, man. It'll keep you on a football team for a long time. Even though Nick Needham got his foot hit on a punt return, which was bad. And we lost it last night because it touched him on a punt return. Anyhow, it doesn't matter. But I don't know. Some interesting battles of how the bottom of this roster can and will churn in the ultimate 53-man depth chart. And does a guy like Storm Duck make some noise and have the Dolphins really consider cutting a guy like Neal, or, you know, saying goodbye to Nick Needham, or even an Ethan Bonner? I don't, it's weird, because, like, to me, I would put Ethan Bonner more valuable than Nick Needham and Sirianni Neal. Just right now, that could change. But right now, boundary guy, 4.3 speed, feisty as all get up. I would say slightly over. And here's the problem, right? I wouldn't need to value Ethan Bonner this much if I knew, like, I had Cam Smith to count on. That's what's making me upset with a Cam Smith. If I had as much confidence in Cam Smith as I do in an Ethan Bonner, I wouldn't even have to worry about keeping an Ethan Bonner around. I don't have to make these hard choices. You know, I don't have to worry about cutting guys like Sirianni Neal or something like that, or Nick Needham. But interesting. Can Storm Duck make noise? Can Isaiah Johnson find himself, you know, making big plays, showing up in practice? Jason Marte, I don't know. And we'll have to see, do they put Storm Duck as the seventh man, but have Nick Needham as one of the safeties? I don't know, because I'll tell you what, somebody showed up in that game, and we're going to get into it in the safety episode. That'll be the next one coming up. Showed up and showed me that he wants that final safety roster spot. We'll talk about that next time. Guys, get in the comments section. Let me know what you guys think. Storm Duck, Ethan Bonner, Nick Needham, Kader Kohou, Cam Smith, or any of these other young UDFAs, and Isaiah Johnson or Jason Marte, who are you looking to be the sixth and seventh man of the bottom of this cornerback roster? Watch those names. Check it out. Hit the like button. Leave a comment in the comment section, and we'll see you guys next time.